Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Richie Rich from the 415, and I'm giving a shout to my people at Off the Cuff Radio, the best show out on Friday nights. Keep knocking these busters' heads off, you feel me?
Hey, yo, this is Fleetwood from the Cotton Pickers, and right now, you're tuned in to Off the Cuff Radio. Bim.
Hey, this is Anais Lauren giving a shout out to Eric King the Ruler, OTG, and the whole Guild team.
Hey, it's Girl Coco Filipina from MC Rap Scene and Turnt Tuesday. And I'm giving a big shout out to King Eric, Miss Chinchilla, Sandman off of Off the Cuff Radio. You are now tuned in.
Coney. It's Coney Brooks, the King of New York, and I want to give a shout-out to Off the Cuff Radio, the Gang Team, and Da Vinci Clothing for the love and support. Let's kill them in 2018, you heard?
Yo, what's good with it? This your boy, Big Prodigy, from the South Central Cartel. I'm just kicking back, chilling, listening to my homeboys on Off the Cuff Radio. Turn that shit up.
Evil's about to wreck it. No anaphora in my aura verse. I got the works when I freak it. Disarm unique with swarms of seeking. Diaphoretic and the energetic. Born emotion draws up kinetic. Being combined with the vibe. Naughty man to transcribe. Though they tried. I draw it down in all in a Stuart Hall. D to rock the whole jam. Jumps know the program. I down a cool to no man. When I get busy, who is he? My formula rhymes in parallel lines and perfect. Mike's the short circuit. Hawk is worth it. I'm on the brink of blowing up y'all. Examine hits however they pour it. Mike's in flight. Graphic when I grabs it. Gab with forms of this sort. Words I comport with. No buts, ends, or ifs. Late on the reel, eventually to scale a bill. I pack a thrill of the ramp till it's a mill and chill. When I feel like grow like shrubs over dubs. Indulgent buds, maybe. 420 team hits on the elements of green. What's the word? Travel on a 6/3. Niggas in mad herb to build up on a scene for the time being. Dips to intervene. God, what's the catch? Nose a kick, we can sketch. Got a panoramic view. Plus and through. Pull no stunts on the crew or you're through. That's a fact. Future not clung by the tongue. Hawk to what the guard drunk. Listen up. My unit with rhymes to flow fluent, manifest my flat land stop. Redirect from the west, I play forming dead chunks to test. Try and press, I evanesce the stress, more or less. Mama, let's madress. I strive burrows through the fifth when I shift my zone. Got melodic tone, fills a free course, I'm like my resource. So let me born a check, live and direct, direct a technique. I freak, man, mad mystique. When I speak, I peak, erosion unique. Flash well, spark like a super bell blasted. Pumps of plastic, I'm drastic. Ill like Romana, digging Afro Donna's in on it. No game retain my name. Here it is, evil supreme, I get vision, know the scene. That's your quote, check what I wrote. Recast responses, no nonsense. Here there is a duke of foul mannerism. Swarms getting warm through the lingo that I give them like that. While your hawk to my whiz, checking for the sound garden, there it is. Listen up, let me your ear, stop and stare.
Feeling all my skill and functions and modulations as I break trends, meeting ends with my mad malice, my God sins. Got the format, many swore that I wouldn't drop. Now I got props, you heard my trumpy. I never slump, see punks are left back. I'm in like left rack when I kick my toes, neck drifts to fit. Manifesting shit, thought sorts emerge on a hit. You know this foul words you never utter, cause you know the God's butter. Got my shit down pat, so my sound's fat. Blown from the end of the pound tracks, rip it and max. I'll be the loop to the punk, blowing the gimmicks and acts. I got the formula, I'm on it, yeah, the vibe be mad ill. Expedient through the fear you're feeling, set appealing. Greenbacks, I'm reeling, a loop to kids who be stealing. I ain't a fluminal, a punk and survival. I'm magnanimous, I grow like cannabis, never animus. When I unfold, hope the next man don't plan to bust gold. My form is, amp this form is, enormous, the word from not born is. Showing them all, we're getting warm is indeed. Hawking as I proceed, he rules the wise and prize.
some more, go to the next level song, and then I'm gone.
Let me your ear, stop and stare. Listen up.
Era's of doom, glass phone booth tones. Prodigal, what's wrong? Bodies on front lawns. Ambidextrous gunplay, cannons eject, slump strays. Inklings of wistful thinking, plans of making it some way. Momentarily, one foot in the grave, saying what some say. Swear I quit at this minute. See tomorrow's new sunray, even borrowing one day at a time. Combative mind, inconspicuous in the midst of this. No tatted shrine, rolling with my crews. I can't lose, I had to climb. Right, wrong, or indifferent. If I'm rich and never had a dime, killers were right there. Necessary like air. Demon figures seeming on who gleaming with the right glare. And we don't fight fair, you're like, yeah. I be knowing bloodshot omen, I be glowing. Infrareds are finally showing plot and scam. They gotta expand. That apex of the matrix more than modern men. And when they ran devils across the hottest sands, into the caves, the pendulum sways. Into them days came slaves, pain, the serenade case, praying to slay Satan for robbing for profit. We ain't making, we killing our own. How we still on the throne? Supermax dreams of life I fulfill when I'm home. Still in my zone, I merge lanes, puffing superb strains. Age dope spirits, clear lens with no blurred frames. Third eyes true, bird's eye view. With John and Burl I grew. This wine I never cast the pearl I knew. It's Mr. Wilson off the Earl Crown view. And bang smart, with my killers on these cold blocks, sharing the same heart. Now it's preservation, and sharing conveyed art. No sets for staging, preparing for play parts. This is real life here, and I'm still right here. In layman terms of light years, yeah.
Protocol, Metropolis, Wretched Center, the epicenter, flight risk, co-defendants, no limits, coexistence. Everything begins with a thought, describe mind, death pending, but art survives time.
All units, 12 Verge 31 is responding code 3 from Crenshaw and Slauson, 1 mil down, requesting an additional unit.
Tax and war, economics, crap wars, sex and violence, flight risk, co-defendants, no limits, coexistence.
If you're a police officer and he's a criminal, how can you help?
Is it going to get worse? Recently they've been shooting at cops.
And now the police themselves were becoming the target.
What's the moral of the story? Cold portals of scores be pros. Out of their clothes, powder they nose. MDMA and pimpery paying. Praying upon and waiting for making millions for taking. Scraping, looking for sponsors. Crooked conscious, hookers taunt you, taunts us. Choosing their sides and bearing no limits. Abusing their pride. It's fame what I want when there's nothing to say and I'm drunk. And I lay in the cut with something to spray in my trunk. A dirty game of distortion made of misfortune. Zombies and numb slaves, probably on front page. Human lives of delinquency, euthanizing the frequency. The infants of visible weakness, brutalizing the sequence that people tend to play back. Needle in the haystack, block, regal or ADAT. Crush people in the way rap. We stood the test of time and people need to say that. Plus we never where we lay at, for real.
When you start focusing more attention on the gang members, their response to that is to push back. And that's how they do it.
Jail is not to help you. Jail is only to continue the process of breaking you down.
Flight risk, co-defendants, no limits. Coexistence, flight risk, co-defendants, no limits, coexistence.
What's the deal, y'all? This your boy King Eric the Great, and you're now tuned in at another live episode, a very special episode, a very special afternoon episode of Off the Cuff Radio here. And the reason why I'm doing this show here is because we're going to put respect on this man here's name. I have a special guest on the show right now. This man here is possibly one of the most coldest, but yet overlooked lyricists in hip-hop today. And it's an honor to have him on the show with me today. He goes by the name of my man, resigning from the West Coast, Eru, y'all. Bring him on, man. You on, bro?
Yo, hello, hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, you on, brother? Yeah, man, let me give
you
that round of applause, man. One of the coldest lyricists is up here.
I appreciate that.
Dang, brother. Yeah, we usually do Friday nights, but I had to make a special reservation for you, my man. How's everything going with you, bro?
Oh, man, pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on, too, man. Yeah, I appreciate that greatly, you know?
Yes, sir, man.
Thank Supreme Entertainment also, folks, for getting us together and, you know, even considering me and bringing us together on this, man. Yeah, shout out to Supreme as well.
Yeah, big shout out to him, bro. Big shout out to my man right there. He's the one to put this whole thing together.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
I wanted to chime in and first say that before I would even play these songs here, I would listen to your track, Listen to My Demo. That was one of the coldest joints that I've heard in a minute. It sounds so fresh, so poetically eloquent, man. It was like, man, this dude sound like a West Coast Cool G Rap or AZ mixed together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah, man, I appreciate that, folks. You know, I mean, I just try to master my craft, man. I'm trying to do my part, you know? That's all it's ever been for me. I've been a student of this craft for a long time, man, over like 20-plus years. And I'm just trying to raise the bar, continue to do what I'm doing on a higher level, man, you know. I don't believe in just, you know, half-stepping or whatever that is. I'm not with that at all, you feel me?
Yeah, man, but first question I want to ask you is, like, do you have any new projects on the horizon, man? Because now my curiosity done got raised. Like, everybody's on that streaming tip, and I'm like, yo, we need to stream this joints now.
Yeah, for sure. We got a couple of things, actually, we're working on, man. We got a EP that we're about to release soon, like, and a whole project as well that's going through mastering. 17 mm-hmm. Grams is the complete project. And as far as the other, you know, we haven't worked out the title yet, but it's a lot of bangers on there, man. I think that the people will appreciate it. Hey, you could check out Flight Risk on YouTube and other material we got on there as well. But you just subscribe to the channel. It's Flatland Region, and from there you'll be notified, you know, of all the new songs and material we're putting out. We definitely have something up there soon for you, you know.
Now you have any like noteworthy guest appearances or producers you're gonna be working with?
Production wise, it's just DJ Brainiac and myself. DJ Brainiac on the production, me on the pen, of course. And as far as features, we haven't really put any of that in position yet. We work with, like, Brainiac does like interpolations, you know, he got live musicians and things like that. Well, you know, we'll put that out there at a later time. As far as, like, other MCs on the project, nah, it's just me, strictly now. It's me, Dolo, you know. I've been out of loop for a minute, so we're just trying to give them everything at once. Have two projects out simultaneously, you know.
Now, you've been low-key, and what's been happening with you while you've been away? You just been steady busy, or you just want to fall back and just see how the game is shape-shifting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a family man at the end of the day, so I had to venture out and do some other things, you know, in order to provide for my folks and whatnot. I always stayed in the lab, continuing to do my craft. More or less focus on us doing it independently. What we're trying to do is just, you know, stabilize something, have some type of ownership, you know, be able to create our own platforms to put out our music whenever we want, you know what I mean? And be the sole beneficiaries of our hard work at the end of the day. And that's what we've been putting together all this time, you know, just strategizing and trying to come out correct. But we're here now, so...
Yeah.
Definitely hear more.
Me not being the ego boost type guy, but I'm noticing with some of, with a lot of your projects that you mostly do them solo and nobody really get in like do no collabs. And I'm thinking that these cats must be shook that you gonna outshine them or make them look bad.
Nah.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like to just do my thing, man, on my own. I do plan on doing a couple of features and. I know you're familiar with like Micah 9 or Born of Law. I actually have projects with them that I rocked on and a few others, Self-Scientific and things like that. So I have material out there on other people's projects. I haven't just been completely gone and out the loop like that. But as far as mine goes, like I said, I've been gone for a while. I just want to get it all off my chest. So I saved like all that for a later date as far as, you know, features and whatnot. Feel me?
Right, man. I'm just letting people know, man, that before J. Cole was you, you about to be the one to do the platinum, do the platinum thing with no features. We just let people know.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yes, sir. And respect to that young man too. He's right.
That's
he's right, man. Yeah.
Now, how did you come up with the name Eru? Like, what does that stand for?
Eru is actually the full name is Allah Eru Supreme. So it's Allah's equality. Rules you to love that equality which is supreme. It's the governor of balance, you know. And you know, it just deals with the science of right and wrong, good and bad, positive and negative, and the things we have to go through, you know, the trials and tribulations. And it's focusing on pretty much Allah's equality or a righteous equality. Governing God and you, someone other than self. So what? Love. Love is the highest elevation of understanding. Hell is one's penalty for imperfection. Right is living out Islam, or right is living or being right forever. And that equality is supreme. So that's what it means. It's just it's the savior. It's governing God knows into the understanding of themselves. And I got the name from my family. Can you hear me? Am I loud enough?
Oh yeah. You good?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, my family actually gave me that name when I came into the knowledge of myself. Late 89, started really studying it at around 91. His name was Ma King. Is Ma King.
And so those lessons,
yes,
they became like a very, they've been very inspirational in your raps, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's part of it. It's living mathematics. It's life. So it's definitely molding me into the person I am now today. How I function, how I move, how I think. And it was very helpful in my growth and development because, you know, like a lot of us, I mean, or many, I was headed in the wrong direction, you know what I'm saying? And I was doing a lot of things that probably would have changed the outcome how it is now, feel me? So, yeah, they were monumental in my development and growth, so definitely appreciate that.
Now, you started off, like, rapping in the late 80s, correct?
I actually had my first project in 93, and it was an independent label that put us out. They didn't really do much for us. What it did on its own merit, and that was kind of our first, you know, being out as far
right.
as the populace or the masses being able to purchase us. And it was all right. It was all right, man. It was Listen Up, and B-side was Synopsis. I know you. Are you familiar with those?
Oh yeah, Listen Up. Cause I remember I used to get actually a lot of tapes from the Tri-State, and that cut there used to be put in like with DJ Premier's. He used to do mixtapes too, and it blended in with a lot of the East Coast joints.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my brothers told me, for me, used to throw that up in there when they do their shows and concerts. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was honored to hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's good.
And at first I was thinking, you was an East Coast cat, but just the way you flow. But, you know, at that period, most of the people that came from the West Coast, they was pretty much on the gangster sound heavy. And you ain't really hear a lot of cold villages like that. Because I was thinking, okay, maybe he from South Bronx or Queens. But I seen you from Cali. Nah. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, man. Like, at the time, you had everybody following suit of that, which was profitable at the time, or mainstream. You know, everybody's trying to follow the blueprint of what got whoever else on. You feel me? We never try to pigeonhole ourselves or put ourselves in a box. There's actually a lot of lyricists out here, but they were just on an underground level, so you really wasn't hearing them out there like that. But we all were students of the craft, man, and I wasn't, like, trying to do what the next man already did. Like, yeah, you got a signature sound for L.A., but, I mean, who's to say that? We do whatever we want. There's many dimensions to us out here, you know what I'm saying? So, and then you got to understand, too, the era I came up in, the records we used to listen to, you know, it was a variety of things we had to choose from. And I was always trying to outdo what I heard, you know what I'm saying? I used to battle records at my house. And that's how I developed my skill or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's how it was. And not taking nothing from anybody else. I'm just saying we was always trying to, you know, outdo whatever we heard. And that's what we were exposed to at the time. So that's what it is, you know?
Now, what people don't know back then how much of a big deal it was to have your record, when you first heard your record, played on the radio. Because, you know, nowadays everybody's exposed to streaming and basically the internet and stuff like that. Easy to get your music out there. I want to know, what was your reaction when you first heard Listen Up on the radio for the first time?
And it was crazy because I used to hear it like at the wildest times. I'd just be in the streets rolling, doing whatever I'm doing, you know, and pop on. And it was a weird feeling, man. It was surreal because that's all I ever wanted. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even want that part, I'm saying, part itself. All I wanted to do was see my name on a record. That was all I wanted. Like, that was it for me. That would have been good enough. But then to hear it out on the radio, or people calling me like, your joint's playing right now and all that, man, I mean, I was overwhelmed. I was like, okay. I thought I made it in a sense. Like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way. It's about to happen for me. You feel me? But, you know, things happen. But it was a great feeling, though, nonetheless.
Yeah, that cut is legendary, man. And not to mention the fact that I think I heard it in the movie. I think I heard it in the movie Kids, I believe. Maybe I'm bugging.
Yeah, they had the instrumental on the movie Kids. Yeah, yes, sir, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, that cut got around in the 90s for real.
Yeah, it did, man. I was surprised. We threw it out prematurely. They were waiting for a whole plate, the whole album. We were still working on it. And for it to take off as fast as it did, man, it was like shit. I mean, it was wild, man. It was a wild thing. Like, we were trying to scramble to follow up real quick. Things went south before that could happen, you know? But I'm glad that people got to hear it and they appreciate it, man. You know, that's always a great feeling, feel me?
Hey. Now, who inspired you to get into hip-hop in the first place? Like, you have any, like, musical inspirations?
I was inspired by the craft itself. When I was young, like, my pops, he had bought me this tape. I think it was, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde on it. It was Pumpkin and the All-Stars. Used to go to my folks' crib. He had, like, records from Original Concept. And things like that. So when I hear these songs, man, I was like, you know, I'm gonna try, give it a try. First thing I wrote was a rhyme called Renee. It was like a little rhyme about a female, you know. And I had to be all 12 years old then. And I was like, all right. My cousin Mouse was like, yo, you got something with you? Like, that's all right. You know, it was my first time trying it out. Wasn't really nothing to it. So anyway, I continued to try to write. What we would do was we had like two little recorders, you know what I'm saying? We have them side by side. We would play the music, record our section, pause it, bring the record back, play it. You know, doing that back and forth to where we had some type of loop. It was all choppy and messed up. Then we would record from one recorder to the next, the lyrics. So I'm over here trying to make tapes from that point. I mean, it didn't sound too good. You know, the quality was horrible. But anyway, I got with another person called DJ Almighty. And he had turntable sets and all that, as well as another guy named Shabay. So they had better equipment. I went over there, man, and got to listening to what they had. And, you know, we started putting some things together. And from that point, my interest just grew. And I just continued doing it, man. I used to battle people around school grounds or the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Got a name for myself doing that. And pretty much that was it. So I was just inspired by the craft itself. Period.
Now, what'd you say your overall battle record is?
Grandstanding. My overall battle record?
Yeah, like your overall battle, like win-loss record.
Yo.
You body that many,
know,
huh?
Offhand. Yeah, I'm trying to really think, like, yeah.
Yeah, that count must
be. I mean,
be
I ain't really
crazy,
feeling nothing
man.
For the past. Yeah. Nah. I like that ether. I mean, I'm like Nasir. That was hands down. That was right and exact to me. You know what I'm saying? That's the one I'm feeling out of all.
Right. Now,
what about
another
yourself?
Question I have is, do you have any like? Are you originally from Chicago?
Nah, that's incorrect. I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay, just
I don't
make
know
it short,
that.
Nigga.
Yeah, that's not. That's.
Yeah, y'all
that's
gotta start sending me better. Y'all, if y'all gonna ask questions, y'all gotta send me some legit questions. We got a legend in the building, man. Might start cussing y'all out on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't play those games. But now
yes,
you did drop an album called The Cold Currents, and that joint could be found in for like $30 now.
Oh yeah, that was us. That was us independently. Me, King Islam, King Born, Jay Ramlochin. That was back in, I think, 2000. That was our first independent release. You know, that was all right. We had
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Because I looked at the prices for it too. They even got it on eBay going on like $119. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's
they hitting
rare,
us over
rare,
the
rare,
head,
rare.
Man. That's what.
Yeah.
It's like they making us regret not buying albums now. They putting them joints at high value prices.
No, that's peace. That's peace. You can always get it from us for sure too. We thinking about re-releasing it. Straight up and down. So
exactly. So we gotta tell them, look, man, you gotta hit the artist directly if they want to get it first. No,
absolutely.
No little man. We cutting that
yes,
little
sir.
Man out. But I was listening to some of them tracks up there, man. I was just on YouTube right now. And I'm of course, you know, I'm gonna support. I'm gonna lay down the foundation.
Indeed, I appreciate that, fam. Thank you.
Now, what are your thoughts on the game, like, currently, like, in terms of how it's, like, shifted from CDs to all of a sudden just everything going digital? Like, is that been a major adapt in how you come back into the game?
I mean, I think it's better, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to rely on the machine, you know, or the industry or the labels to put you out at this point. You know, you can set your own platform and do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's great, you feel me? Like, I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, that's a benefit to it because remember how back in the days where you had to press up like 10,000 CDs and tapes and you'd be lucky to even sell 200 of them. You could put a song out there right on the internet and they could just be cutting all that cost and that one song would pick up and you just collect the money up front.
Exactly. I mean, how can you beat that?
People don't understand that struggle, man.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I don't have any qualms with that.
Yeah, man, the net, it made a lot of convenience for us, because even we can go back to when we started doing interviews, or even if you wanted a feature, you had to, you know, call all the Yellow Pages, and you had to call an artist's grandmoms up just to pretty much get the point across. But now everything is just within the email, everything's within Instagram, and that's what made the game good.
Yeah, true indeed. Indeed,
yeah,
I agree.
Saved a lot of money and a lot of flights.
Yes, sir.
About that flight risk joint that we just played, like, what was the inspiration behind that?
It's just a sign of the times. It's actually, like, you know, things that I've experienced, observed or heard firsthand in the past, and as well as what's taking place in the present, you know, dealing with, like, you know, just unjust laws, you know, brutality, you know, things that happen in society, in our streets, in our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, and how we're affected by it. So I was just shedding light on it from my stance or my view, because that's the whole purpose of building, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? We're all individuals, and we build collectively as well. You know, I'm just sharing that which I know, my part. And hopefully that'll shed light, or, you know, give awareness to others about something that they didn't really see or think about or look at in that way. I mean, you know, the inspiration is just, like I said, the sign of the times, what's taking place now, how we're affected by it. Feel me?
Yeah. Now, do you see, in comparison to how you came up in Cali back then versus now, do you see it getting worse, or you see it getting a little bit better?
I see it. I mean, some tend to say it's worse. Here's how it's worse to me. As far as what's happening in the street, nah, it's the same thing. It's nothing new under the sun. It's a cyclic order of things. You know, we're still killing, doing all the same things they're doing now, we used to do back then, vice versa. But, like, the respect level, to a degree, has changed tremendously. You know, I see certain things out in society that I would have never seen back in the day. You know what I mean? And as far as how the youth interact with the elderly or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Other people, like, the respect factor is out the window. And I say that's the only difference I see now. It's like, you know, lack of care or respect.
Right.
We respected a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? We did some disrespectful things too, trust and believe it. And we killed just like the next man, but certain things are, like, just way out to me. Like, I can't really wrap my head around it. So it shows me
that. I think it's also a case of a loss of code. Yeah, I think it's also a loss of code too.
Yeah, ain't no code, you feel me? That's what I'm saying. They making it up as they go along. And that's crazy. That ain't all. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, you got some solid ones out there. They still doing what they do the right way, and they moving how they move. But it ain't a bad way right now, man. So,
it's kind of like the code of conduct is being lost in a way, and it's just like, I feel that basically being disrespectful, and it's just become more profitable, so to speak, because anything dysfunctional is basically profitable, especially within not only music, but our culture in general.
Yeah, you're right about it. I mean, it is now. That's how they're doing it. Everything that got to do with being disrespectful, everybody, you know, pushing chaos, foulness, disorder, you know, to the masses. That's the whole purpose. That's their sole purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's even a case with a lot of media.
Huh?
Yeah, even the case with a lot of media, too. A lot of media, they don't really like the shit to give lights to people, you know, like yourself, that's going to really bring a different argument or different counter-argument to the table. They just want to push who they can manipulate. I seen a lot myself. They're not...
I seen a lot myself that I thought I'd never see in my 36 years here.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a divisive method they're using, you know what I'm saying? They try to destroy the families, the homes, you know, men against women, vice versa, you know what I'm saying? It's just manipulation, man, overall. I mean, we all know this.
Facts. And another question I want to shoot to you is, what is it that you dislike about the music business?
What I dislike about it?
Yeah.
Like, what aspect of it? I mean, overall, it's deceptive, yo. It's deceptive. It's not designed, or how should I?
Hey, you there?
And,
yeah, my fault. Yeah, I had a little, had to fix that a little bit. Yeah, you back on.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's an environment that I don't really wish to be a part of. And my daughter's in the music too. I always tell her, like, you know, do for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You don't really need to be in that environment. Because you, at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a lie. I'm trying to choose my words wisely, God, because...
Oh, yeah, take your time, brother. Take your time.
I just want to say what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I'm going to just tell you. I mean, it's a foul business, bottom line. I don't like nothing about it, straight up and down.
Right.
It hasn't done anything for me. You know what I'm saying? it's foul. Period, point blank. That's all I could really say to you, man. It's just a foul business.
That's the best way.
Yeah,
man,
you know what I mean?
I agree, because it's show business. And you have to deal with the ugly root of it.
Yeah, it's all that, you know what I'm saying? Smoke and mirrors, you know what I'm saying? Deception, all of these things, man.
Yeah,
it's the
same
shit.
All the glitters ain't gold.
Nah, not at all. You know what I mean? So... Yeah, I just really stay out of that loop. I mean, you know, it don't penetrate nothing. I know as far as what I'm trying to do, what my goals are at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm going to be self-sufficient. I ain't really got to go through that, through those channels. Feel me?
Yeah, and the good part about is it, not only not having a middleman yet, you may have to do a lot more work, but at the same time, it's worth it, man, because it's a headache dealing with people that don't really understand the culture or really don't understand your craftsmanship, and they have the keys to dictate what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
That's
the pain right there.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know.
So, at the same time, that's why we tell a lot of artists, it's best to go the indie route. Yeah, you might have to grind a little harder. You might have to spend a little more on that production, but it's worth it. It's worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one who's going to solely benefit from the fruit, you know, your labor, you know what I'm saying? You're going to receive the fruit of your labor. You ain't got to divide it with them or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody keeps the pie.
Exactly, man, and that's how it's supposed to be. So, yeah.
Now, the way I'm looking at it now, that I see that the game right now is slowly but surely coming back to accept the prime lyricism. And this is where I was thinking when I was listening to some of your songs, that this is the wave that people can give you that more exposure back. You know what I mean? Because you're one of the nicest out of these niggas, man.
That's a piece. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We ain't saying this to blow smoke,
like,
man. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, you know, one of my people, they was talking, it's like you coming in at the right time, you know what I'm saying? They ready for you now. Not on no funny shit, but, you know, it's just like it's needed. And, like, I appreciate the Kendricks and the J. Coles and the Ben Staples and, you know, MCs like that.
you know, who were doing their craft, you know what I'm saying, to that level. What it is, though, a lot of this music that they putting out, man, is it all sounds the same, dude. Like, and that it's kind of wild. Like, everybody's just following the same program. It's like a cookie cutter type thing, you know. And this is what they putting out here. We used to have variety, and that's what's missing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, substance, man. I mean,
and things like that, you know. And
yeah, man.
These artists, like a few I named, you know, it's showing like promise, and it's good. You know what I mean? It's like everything returns back to its foundation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course they doing it on their own merit, their level. You know what I'm saying? They pushing their grind, but I'm saying it all returns back to its foundation, meaning, you know, the skill set, how it was from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's about restoring that feeling. And I even see it with the new renaissance of California, man. Like, y'all underground scene is bubbling again. And, of course, you know, you got the guys that's doing it in the mainstream. But at the same time, they're using that old West Coast sound that we knew and loved, like, from the Death Row days and the NWA days. They're putting their little twist to it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Y'all scene is popping right now. And it's great to have you back in it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, man. I'm ready to get back to it, you know? So.
For sure, man. And I know you told me earlier that you observing the battles, like you came up battling, and I wanted to know this is what somebody should have questioned me. Well, what are your thoughts about the Drake and Pusha T battle? Like, who you think won that shit?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm going to leave that alone. I mean, Pusha's, man, both of them are right, man. No, Pusha's right.
Yeah.
Pusha's right. Pusha's right. But, hey, man, it is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, y'all trying to get us into some controversy. I'm going to let them dudes cook.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. Either way, nah. The push is right.
That was my man Ben. He asked that question. So, yeah, we ain't answering that right now.
That's what he said, huh?
Yeah, he wanted us to answer that question. I told him straight up, we're not answering that. You pick up the album when it drops. He'll talk about it then.
Right. Exactly.
Y'all gonna have to pay for this game.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right.
I had to give him some good PR, though. I mean, that was a good question, but at the same time, if you want to hear the answers, you cop his album.
Right.
$12.99, my dude.
All day.
That's how we got to work it, man. But I'm glad to see that you're taking the independent route, because at the end of the day, it's all about the artists getting their proper due. And it's all cool to get the Grammys and it's cool to get the exposure, but everybody got to be compensated for their work. And that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's very important, you know. Nobody out here trying to do it for free, even though we love it like we love it, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real about it. But, you know, now's the time, though. That's all I can tell you. Now's the time, and we forgot what the people need. Trust and believe it.
Now, are you going to be active on social media so people can find you?
Yes, sir. You know what? Just check out the YouTube. What's the Instagram? Instagram. So, I'm going to get that info to you later.
Definitely, man. So I can shoot that.
But yeah, we'll definitely have all of those. Yes, sir. We'll definitely have all that for you. And
Yeah,
now you know you can just
and they can start looking for you.
You know, Absolutely. And, you know, we post that up on, you know, on the networks or whatever. So just but definitely have the people check out the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we give you notifications on what's going on and updates and all the information they need in order to contact us.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have that. Like, as soon as we have our replay up of this interview, I'm going to put that information on the bottom. So that way everybody can go ahead and start finding you.
Indeed.
We gonna aim for platinum that first week.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? We going for them Lil Wayne Carter 6 numbers.
That's what it is, man. Let's do it then.
Yes,
I appreciate
indeed,
that greatly. What's up?
Yeah, but we about to wrap this thing up a little bit shortly. But do you have any shout outs that you want to give out, my man? Like anybody that you want to get at or put the word out?
Nah, you know, just like I said, shout out to Supreme making this all possible. You too, my man. Thanks for having me as well. Say shout out to DJ Brainiac, King Islam, all my brothers out here. Love of Law, my brothers in now, why. Yeah, man, I just want to say peace. Peace to all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to definitely keep in touch, man, because we're going to put that work out there.
Okay. I'm with that, sir. Definitely. Definitely. Let's do it. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot Supreme my number to you, and we can chop it up off the air sometime, and we can definitely get that music out there.
All right, let's do it. I'm with that. Sure.
Yeah, we about to hit that road to platinum.
All right, I'm with it.
The
let's
DVD,
go.
We're gonna drop that straight to Netflix DVD on them too.
Okay.
We gonna hit the streets, baby.
indeed. I'm with it, man. Like I said, I appreciate you greatly, folks.
Yeah, man, it's no problem, man. Out here from North Carolina, reaching out to California. You know how we do it, man.
All day. Yes, sir.
But yeah, we definitely appreciate you joining us. I will hit up Supreme. We're going to chop it up. And look out for this
All
man's
right,
album. Eru is back, man. We about to take over 2019.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Peace. Thanks for having
Be
me.
Be easy, y'all. Yes, indeed. That was my man, Eru. And this is a part of the triple header show that we're doing. Tune in Friday night. I'm going to have my man, Reginelli. From the Gambino family, Masterpiece First Cousin. He's going to be on the second show. So tune in on Friday night, 9 p.m., 6 Pacific, 8 Central. And on Sunday, we're going to have my homegirl from Houston, Miss Houston, Cliche. She's going to be on the show, 8:30 Eastern, Sunday night. I got to get that time zone right. 8:30 Eastern. Shit, 9:30 Eastern. 8:30 Central, 6:30 Pacific. I got to get it right. So, it's the first of the triple header. Big shout out to my man Eru. Big shout out to Supreme Entertainment. This is King Eric the Great signing off. And y'all will enjoy this blessed day. Peace.